Well, good morning, Hope College. This morning, our scripture passage comes from Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28. And Jesus left that place, and he went to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came to him and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." And Jesus said, "I have come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This passage of scripture is kind of a hard one, don't you think? At least it is for me. I mean, we have this Canaanite woman, this Gentile, a non-Jew, and she comes to Jesus saying all the right things, "Lord, Son of David." And she comes not for herself, but on behalf of her daughter, who's tormented by a demon. And the text says Jesus did not answer her at all. Jesus ignored her? And I want to say, but Jesus, you're Jesus. Don't you know that if you ask, it will be given to you? If you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you will find? Or it's not the healthy that need a doctor, but the sick. And you have come to call not the righteous, but the sinners. And then what's with this whole conversation about sheep and children and dogs? Jesus says, "I have come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then later, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." So the Jewish people are the sheep, the house of Israel, the children, and the Gentile people, the non-Jews, are dogs? Now, I want to name right now that I don't have all the answers to this passage. And I think that that's okay. I can't wrap up this passage in a neat little box and present it to y'all with a fun little bow on top. And I think that's okay because I think it's good when we have questions and when we doubt, because we're on a journey. And if we knew everything about God and everything about the Bible, that would make us God, wouldn't it? And so this morning, I just want to explore a few of these questions. But before I get to them, let me tell you about two puppies that I know. The first puppy is my golden retriever that I grew up in childhood having. Her name was Daisy. She was a great dog, you guys. She was loyal and loving and so well-trained. Now, Daisy knew all of the normal dog tricks, but what made Daisy special is that she would also go get the paper. Every morning, we would open the front door and say in this excited voice, "Go get the paper." And Daisy would bound down the steps and bound down the driveway and come back with the Kane County Chronicle in her teeth, wrapped in its blue sleeve of plastic. My sweet Daisy. And then there's the second puppy. It was the fall of 2005, and I arrived at Hope as a freshman. And a few weeks later, I got this email from my mom, and the title was, "Look Who We've Replaced You With." And so I opened this email, and all it is a picture of a scruffy and raggedy mutt. Turns out her name was Rosie, and she was a rescue dog from a shelter in New Orleans where Hurricane Katrina had just hit and devastated the city. And my mom, feeling vulnerable because her eldest had gone off to college and feeling like she wanted to do something to help in this disaster, she adopted this mangy mutt. Now, Rosie Katrina, as she's been affectionately named, is a rough around the edges kind of dog. She's stubborn and loud, and her teeth are falling out. She's a New Orleans street dog. And though I didn't know Rosie when she was in her true street dog phase, I can imagine that she probably was something like the street dogs I encountered when I lived in the Dominican Republic. These were dogs that roamed the street and fought with other dogs, always looking for their next meal. Nearly every time my husband and I would go out to eat, we'd go to this nice restaurant, wanting to have this romantic date night. And without fail, there would be at our feet, under the table, lying in wait, a mangy and dirty Dominican street dog begging for a scrap to fall from the table. Now, in reading this passage, I have a hard time thinking that Jesus, when he says, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs," that he's picturing a dog like Daisy. And instead, first century dogs, I think, were probably more along the lines of the street dog side of Rosie. And on top of that, in biblical times, the word dog was used as a derogatory term towards non-Jews. It was a racial slur that Jews used for Gentiles. Jews thought Gentiles were unclean. They were rough around the edges. They were not the chosen people of Israel. They did not worship the Lord. They did not keep kosher and instead lived in ways that they thought were dishonoring to God. And so we come to this place where we realize that Jesus is making this distinction between Jews and Gentiles. Jews are these sheep, the children of God, sitting at the table with a meal provided for them. And the Gentiles, well, they're the dogs, the street dogs, unwanted and unclean. And so Jesus' statement, "I have come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel," is kind of hard for us to swallow, because it names Jesus as the Jewish Messiah. He is the promised one of Israel. We have this Bible, and it's comprised of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Well, the Old Testament are the Hebrew scriptures, the Jewish Bible. It's the story of the Israelite people and the God that they worship. And Jesus is the promised one that comes out of these Jewish scriptures. Jesus, as he says, comes not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Meaning that he hasn't come to get rid of this Old Testament, these Hebrew scriptures, but to fulfill them and to complete them. And at the death of Jesus on the cross, there's this sign above the cross that says Jesus was the King of the Jews. Jesus is the promised one of God for the Jewish people. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not a kosher-keeping, law-abiding Jew. I'm a Gentile, one who is technically outside of the covenant that God made with the Israelite people. And as we read on, Jesus says, it is not right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Perhaps it's not right to take this promise for the Jewish people and extend it to the Gentiles. But this woman that we meet, this Gentile woman, she confronts Jesus. And in her desperation and in her determination, she challenges him. She has guts. But before she does this, she acknowledges that what Jesus says is actually correct. She says, "Yes, Lord, you are right. It is not fair that you would take the children's food and throw it to someone like me." This woman is obviously someone who knows a little bit about these Hebrew scriptures, about this Israelite God. She starts her entire conversation with Jesus by saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David," which is an entirely Jewish title. And yet she says, "Yes, Lord, you are these things, and it is not fair. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Even someone like me can somehow receive the scraps that fall through the cracks." Now for me, this is good news. This is good news because at this, Jesus says, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish." And then her daughter was healed instantly. This phrase, "Woman, great is your faith," is Jesus's yes to her. Yes, you can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yes, you are included. It's good news because I would have to say that probably the majority of us are not kosher-keeping, law-abiding Jews, and yet we are part of God's children. We are a part of God's people. In saying, "Woman, great is your faith, let it be done as you wish," Jesus is actually acknowledging that this woman is not a dog. And he is elevating her to the status of a child sitting at the table ready to receive her full portion. We see this theme later written about in the New Testament by Paul in his letter to the Galatians, when he writes, "So in Christ, we are all children of God. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male and female. So we are one in Christ Jesus." Friends, the good news is good news because it is good news for everyone. It is good news if you are Jewish, but it is also good news if you are Italian, Mexican, Russian, Japanese, Portuguese, Colombian, Peruvian, South American, South African, Ethiopian, Thai, Cuban, Dominican, etc. It's good news no matter what your race is. It's good news no matter what your status is. We all have the same standing, the same access to God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether we're upper class or lower class, whether we're well-educated or not, whether we're men or women, whether we're black or white, whether we're single or in a relationship, and the list goes on, we are the children of God. And this is the good news, because we are children of God and we are invited to come and sit at the Master's table and enjoy the abundant feast of our Lord. This is good news because we are children of God. You are a child of God. You are included at the table to partake of the abundant feast of God. So now, hope, let us go from this place knowing, deeply knowing that we are the children of God. And let us go together as brothers and sisters in Christ who are for one another, who invite each other to the table to partake in this feast together, who acknowledge that we are one together in Christ Jesus. Go in peace.